What you missed on Weekend Mornings with Jason Dacey. Only on Money FM 89.3.
This is part two of our career chat with Adrian Chu, the career strategist, founder at Career Agility International. Of course, he wrote the book, author of Career Crossroads, back in, I think, 2015. Adrian, before the song, we were giving your five tips for millennials entering the workforce. Number one, be patient. Rome wasn't built in a day. Number two, have a plan. Don't just float through life. Number three, watch and learn. Number four, respect your elders. And number five, think career longevity, not career advancement. And this is all sparked from that thing we saw on LinkedIn about a young 22-year-old Olivia Bland in the UK in Manchester who went for a writing job and was completely ripped to shreds in the interview and then got the job and then turned it down because she didn't like the vibe of the interview process, which I think is fair enough. So I've kind of put that in my mind as I give my five tips for millennials entering the workforce. And I've, of course, managed some and I've mentored some. First one is listen carefully and write down notes. And this can obviously apply to the interview process and then after that as well.
Now, that's interesting. That's something actually we tell people to bring a notebook during the interview, just to write down. But you've got to ask the interviewer for permission first. So is it okay if I take down notes?
That's a very good point. Yeah, show them respect, right? Yeah, because they might be a bit secretive or whatever else.
Yeah, so ask them for permission, ask them for consent, and then just take down notes. And a lot of times, it makes the interviewer feel very important as well. Like, what I'm saying is actually worth you writing down, even though you're not going to refer to them anymore.
Like being a reporter and they're hanging on their every advice and every word.
Yeah, but a lot of times the very fact of writing it down gets into your brain faster, right?
It does. And you know, being a manager and working with a team in Astro, building a team of millennials mostly, that was a few years ago, I really respected people that would come in with a notepad and pen and paper and then have it all ready to go. And some actually in a more recent job would bring their phone to write on, and I found that less appealing. I don't think writing on the phone, because you have the notes section, right?
Oh, yeah, an iPhone. Yeah.
I don't think that's so good. I didn't like that. I don't know. Maybe it's my old school kind of late baby boomer mentality. But what do you think? Is it offensive to write on a phone rather than on a pad?
Or if you if it were a tablet like an iPad or something,
iPad might be okay.
But if you're on a phone and especially if you're typing away with two thumbs,
yeah,
this would be quite rude actually.
Because it looks like that you're texting someone while you're in a meeting, right? Which we all hate.
Yes,
we all hate. I really hate that, and I've seen it happen so many times. It's so disrespectful. So that's what I'd say. You said be patient, and I think you are being patient by listening carefully and writing down notes. And, of course, the art of listening is so important. If you can show that you're a young person who listens and can take instructions, bosses are going to love that.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's a lost art sometimes, even for adults, even for grown-ups like us.
Yeah, grown-ups. At least on our passports, we're grown-ups. All right, point number two, and with Adrian Chu, the career strategist, with five tips for millennials entering the workforce. This is my number two tip. Don't take everything at face value. So as I mentioned in the previous segment, there are a lot of kind of red herrings that are thrown up and people are trying to trip you up. So always look at something in depth, and that could be from something like advice. That could be something that you're doing in the course of your job when someone's telling you some information, whether it's a vendor or an outside person. But check things out. Don't be a gullible idiot like I was.
I don't know about that, but you're right. I mean, you have to process your information internally and through your own lens and come to a decision. So you're right. I mean, don't take everything at face value. It's a great advice.
Yeah, yeah. Because, again, I remember when I started in TV back in Sydney, Australia, where I'm from, a lot of people were trying to tell me that I couldn't do the job and I wasn't good enough and I lacked these skills and all that. And if I took that at face value, I wouldn't be sitting here, you know, 35 years later doing this show. I probably would be in a corner, you know, sucking my thumb and calling for my mum.
Yeah, I know. I think it's a lot of self believing in yourself as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that's good. So but having said that as well, you know, sometimes you do get good feedback as well, even though it's something you may not like.
Oh, of course. I'm not saying that, you know, if I said at that time I want to be a, you know, Hollywood movie star, it's very impractical and someone's looking, I don't think you're going to be that. I think they would probably be right.
Yeah, I know. But you know, they're always big fans and they're always, that's why I always joke, you know, on LinkedIn when I start posting my stuff. You need to know who your friends are and who the fiends are.
Yes.
Because there's some people who are just out to trip you up, you know, some people who take joy in seeing you trip and fall. So you need to know which advice comes from which party.
Exactly. Yeah. And you, I think you've posted this on LinkedIn, that you were told that you never become a recruiter, right?
Yeah.
Or a career coach.
That's funny. Because when I first started out, my first career pivot from GE Plastics into headhunting, I was rejected too many times. And I had this Australian guy who was from...
Hey, don't knock the Aussies. I know you like Australia, but you've had good Australian bosses, and there's this guy that was a bit of a trip for you.
Yeah, so this guy, he was quite funny guy. So but anyway, he looked at me and he said, I don't think you'll make a good headhunter ever.
Wow.
Yeah, and I said, okay, if you say so. So, but then again, I went on to join another company and 12 glorious years with the company and doing C-suite placement. So everyone has like what Clint once said, everyone has an opinion. So yeah, actually what he said was it's not suitable for air, but he says everyone has an opinion. So
yes. Yeah, look, it's all about opinions. It's whether it's sports, whether it's business, whether it's politics, whether it's religion or anything. We've all got opinions, you know, so... Don't always take everything at face value. Look beneath the surface. Point number three, five tips for millennials entering the workforce. Work hard. Don't take shortcuts. And you touched on this in your segment as well, didn't you, about being patient. So a lot of people are looking for shortcuts. And look, here's an example. I had a friend, well, not really a friend, an acquaintance who wanted to do some hosting, TV hosting for digital. And she was a pretty lady, a millennial from Australia. And rather than trying to improve her art as a presenter, she was just too much into the grooming side of things.
Oh, really?
And that included, from what I could gather, plastic surgery, low-cut dresses, glamour, trying to get to, PR events and, all-star games and all that. And I said to her, look, you really need to be focusing on the basics here, because you can't string a sentence together smoothly. I mean, you can do it sometimes, but you haven't got the skills down. It doesn't matter how glamorous you are. If you can't remember your lines and deliver this message on a short digital video presentation, you're not going to make it. Doesn't matter how many dresses you have. And this can apply to men and women. I'm not being sexist here. I've had men who've been exactly the same.
That's true. And I think if that's what she wants, then maybe she should be in the Twitter or influencer space, right?
Yeah, rather than influencer, right?
Yeah, correct. rather than on to be a journalist.
Yes. Yeah. It's about information. It's about accuracy. It's about delivering that. People don't care that much about the glamour. Of course, you've got to be presentable. You can't be scruffy. But there's a balance, right? You've got to get everything in imbalance, and everything's important, but the content's the most important thing.
No, that's true. And I think you're exactly right, because it does take time. So you have to learn that there's no shortcuts. Like, for instance, even on LinkedIn right now, I have a pretty large following, but it takes time to curate the kind of following. And and you just can't shortcut by posting kitten videos, stuff like that. You're not going to get the credibility. Yeah. So it takes time to build up.
That's true. Okay, let's go to point number four, five tips for millennials entering the workforce with Adrian Chu. And this really flows on from work hard, don't take shortcuts. Get to know the nuts and bolts of your job. And that can apply. We've spoken about this before. It's not rocket science, but get to know exactly what your job's about and how to do it as well as possible. It sounds like it's very simple to say that, but you'll be surprised at how many millennials will be out there and will not know their job well, whether it's sales, whether it's customer service, whether it's, content, they will not know the things they should know.
Yeah. I think that's very true. And I think to take it a step further, I think you should look at your job as an art form, as a profession. So it's not just I'm a recruiter, I'm the person who's going to make sure that my clients get the best candidates, and you want to be professional about it. So you want to learn how to master the skill, master the job.
Yeah, I think you're right. And let's fall in love with the job. Let's fall in love with every aspect of it.
Just like you, right?
Yeah, just like I did with content. Okay, another one. This is point number five. And again, this really goes back to the, I guess, what you say, that job interview that we spoke about in the UK. It's something that means being yourself, be authentic. And when we're young and when we're trying to get jobs and when we're trying to get ahead, we are always saying, listen, I want to be whatever you want me to be. It's like when you're kind of going on a date. I'll be whatever you want to be to get the next date. But in the long term, it doesn't work, does it?
Nah, you're right. So being authentic is one, and I think one of the things that we older folks can recognize is when someone's being fake as well.
Mm.
So if you're not authentic, it's hard to be a leader,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times you lose credibility as well.
Doesn't matter if you're young or old or middle aged, like us. Or actually, I'm a bit more than middle aged. You're middle aged, Adrian. You've got to be yourself because that's all we can be, and in the long run, that's going to serve us better. And even if you're a youngster at 22 years of age, sitting in that job interview, and someone is, wants you to be a certain way, just like that that guy in Manchester, and he's trying to make this poor woman jump through hoops. Hold your ground and say, "This is who I am." You know, you don't have to verbally say that, but just think that, because in the end, it's better to be in a job where they accept you for what you are, rather than what they think you are or what you want to be for that person.
Yeah, that's true. Just be yourself and be comfortable with yourself, right?
Be comfortable with yourself. Be comfortable in your own skin. And unfortunately, it took me quite a long time to realize that because I think I was always trying to be a pleaser. And that gave me a few problems. But, when things got tough, I would push back.
Yeah, but I guess as well, it's also a pretty Asian thing to not be too assertive. Yeah, so I think it's a skill that we all could learn and pick up as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're right. And you can do it in a quiet way and in a respectful way as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So final comment from Adrian Chu, 5 tips for millennials entering the workforce.
Well, I think if you're a millennial and you're entering the workforce right now, you have to understand that it's a long journey ahead. So it's a marathon. Don't burn yourself out too early. Get a mentor. Get several mentors. Read, learn, and enjoy the work that you're doing. Because I think in the long run, if you find that you love what you're doing, it's a great incentive to get up in the morning and get to work.
And I think we could add on to that, be prepared for a wild ride where there could be a lot of changes.
There will be.
Due to artificial intelligence and digital disruption and everything else.
Yeah, that's right. It's scary, but then again, every generation has its own fair share. So we were the generation that lived through so many economic crises.
Yes.
Right? From all the way from 85 to 97 to 2000, 2003, 2008.
It's
we've seen so many that nothing surprises us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. It's going to be one crazy ride ahead for everybody.
And we wish everyone the best in the year of the pig as we get into this Lunar New Year for Singapore and beyond. Adrian Chu, thank you so much. Do check him out on LinkedIn. He's very active on LinkedIn. And he is the founder at Career Agility International.